In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The road to hell is hellish. The road to heaven is heavenly. This is a statement by the Christian author and theologian C.S. Lewis, and it kept appearing in my thoughts as I prepared for this sermon. The road to hell is hellish. The road to heaven is heavenly. Our gospel today is Jesus talking about the end of times, that fateful moment when the Lord, the Son of Man, will return, and how it will be at an unknown hour. Jesus gives some pretty stark and seemingly scary examples of what that day will be like. The great flood before Noah, people disappearing from fields and from work, a thief breaking into someone's house. But in the midst of these examples, Jesus gives us a command. Stay awake. Stay awake. Now, obviously, Jesus is not being literal here. We all must sleep. But it is interesting that these are the same words that Jesus will speak to his disciples three or four times in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night he is betrayed. Stay awake. I believe what Jesus was encouraging his disciples, what he is encouraging us to do, is to remain present to the fact that we are God's beloved. And as God's beloved, we are invited to great purpose. When we see the truth of who we are and whose we are, we can live our lives with intention, with focus. We stand on solid ground and move toward the ultimate reality, the fullness or kingdom of God. And that reality is marked by a life of hope, faith, joy, trust, connection, belonging, peace, service, grace, and love. But the world around us doesn't want us to believe in such a reality. All around us is the message that what is most important in life is ourselves, our success, our material wealth, our beliefs, our backyards, our families, our happiness. And the acquiring and keeping of these things, according to the world, is the driving force of life. Life in this reality is marked by competing, numbing, escaping, obsessing, controlling, fearing, and getting caught in the riptides of life, the never-ending battles to get nowhere. Now, we have the opportunity to live in either of these worlds, but we will wind up spending our lives in the world we find ourselves practicing the most. This is true of the life of abundance, prayer, forgiveness, joy, and hope, what I call the Jesus way of life. And it is also true of the gotta get mine, there will never be enough, I can't trust anybody, worldly way of life. Practice. Whichever of these we practice, we will eventually be really good at, experts even, in whichever way of life we choose. But let's head back to our gospel. How many of you here have an earthquake kit or an earthquake emergency plan in place? Okay, good. How many of you don't? You don't have to raise your hand. Oh, but here we go. Now, I know it's been a few years since we've had a big one, but chances are that there will be another one. Those of us who have a kit and a plan are practicing living a certain way. Should the big one come, we will be ready to the best of our abilities. And our fears about it are actually lessened today because we are practicing being prepared. Now, those of us who don't have a kit, and I'm partially in that camp, well, we're living in denial. And when it does, and if it does happen, we'll be thrown into chaos. And we may actually live in more fear today because we are practicing being unprepared. Jesus' example of flood, of thief, of disappearing are not meant to scare us, but for us to see the reality that what he's talking about is serious. Life and death, the end of times, this is serious stuff. And we should take it seriously. But this isn't just serious stuff that Jesus is talking about. It is also seriously good stuff. How many of you who have ever gotten a college or master's degree? How many of you have ever gotten married or stay married? And if none of those apply, is there something in your life that you strove for, that you're particularly proud of? Whatever it was that you focused on, sacrificed for, set your intentions toward, you did it on purpose. It was how you practiced your life. And you practiced that way because you knew the results would be worth it. That master's degree, that loving marriage, that great achievement, all the things you took on and all the things you gave up were worth it because the end result was good, so good. Jesus is inviting us to practice not just the good life, but the best life, the kingdom of God life, one that is described in the reading from Isaiah, where God's ways are taught and walked, they are practiced, where war between others and within ourselves is no more. And unlike the earthquake, the good news is that this fullness of life, the kingdom of God, is guaranteed to happen. Jesus is encouraging us to live into it now, and he is discouraging us, warning us even, not to be distracted by the exhausting riptides of life. Money, power, property, prestige, ego, what the world tells us is important, but is ultimately meaningless when that fateful day of God's fullness comes. And here is perhaps the best of the best stuff. In our gospel passage, Jesus may be talking about the fullness of God at the end of times, but in living our lives, practicing for the world to come, we actually begin to experience it now. The road to heaven is heavenly. If we practice the Jesus way of life, surrender, hope, faith, peace, joy, abundance, sharing, trust, love, connection, then we will become good at them. Experts, even, and they will become our default way of life. And that will be heavenly. Now, the flip side is also true. The road to hell will be hellish. If we live a life caught up in the world's values of obsession, competition, ego, arrogance, entitlement, resentment, and fear, then over time, we will become really good at them, experts even, and they will become our default way of life. And at the end of times, we won't find ourselves in hell. We'll discover we've been there for a long time. This Advent season, I invite you to practice, practice. Practice the Jesus way of life, the life of joy, hope, faith, trust, belonging, perseverance, sacrifice, service, grace, and love. And when you find yourselves caught in the riptides of the worldly way of life, just let go. Open yourselves to the coming of Christ, the fullness of God who was, is, and always shall be. Practice his way. I'm not saying it will lead to perfection, but it will make you whole. The road to heaven is heavenly. Amen.